Good morning.
Blog Talk Happy Radio.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well and in good spirits and good health. This morning I will be reading from John and Matthew. I give you a new commandment, that you shall love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men and women know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves. John 13:34-35. Therefore, you will fully know them by their fruits. Matthew 7:20. This morning, I want to talk about these two scriptures and just in a little light to give us a reminder of love and our walk and the fruits that we're supposed to bear, the greatest being love. Have you ever been in the fruit department or in a grocery store or maybe in a farmer's market and noticed people standing in the department shaking, poking, putting fruit up to their ear, shaking it to see if they're ripe or not? Then after the process, you see them either place them in their basket or they put the fruit back. I'm not going to talk about this morning the most major, singular commandment that God commanded us to follow, because we know it, we hear it, we see it, we see the quotes, we see the t-shirts, we see the signs, we read the word saying, I give you a new commandment, that you shall love one another. We know this. We heard this before. It's not new to us. I just want to remind you, so you can always think about the test that comes with the commandment, remembering and thinking about the people that shake the fruit and poke at it and try it just to test it and see if it's really bearing good fruit. Bearing good fruit constantly is not an easy thing to do in this world full of imposters. I know this myself because I walk it every day. Sometimes when you look at a strawberry is beautiful. It could be the most bright, loving. You see it amongst all the fruit in the counter, on the aisle, in the store, and you look at it and you're like, wow, I can't wait to get those strawberries home. And then you bite down onto them and you take that bite and it's like, ugh. It's the worst thing you've put in your mouth. You'll know it because the taste buds, it kind of buzz out for a little moment. And it's something you're trying to get back to your original, you know, your original state that your mouth was in before you put this strawberry in. You know, sometimes that happens in the world. You'll find a strawberry that you know for sure you saw come out the store and you bought the barrel right next to that barrel, and you get to someone else's house and they've coated it with sugar or they put whipped cream all on it, all these different types of enhancers, and this strawberry is the best thing in the world. Sheep's clothing. Pay attention. So again, it's test. It's being surrounded by people who bearing good fruits, but really they're not. It's a struggle every day to walk in love. But guess what? The word says, take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. Not take yourself back, not go to sleep, not cry, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And greater is he that is in you, that is in the world. He's inside of you. So if he did it, he's giving you so many applications and just rules in his word and scripture and promises and revelation that you can go in and find how to apply that to your life so that you can take and do your part in this world and overcome it. Father God, I just thank you this morning for waking us up. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord God, for this new day to overcome, Lord God. This new day that we can take heart and be all that you called us to be, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this season, Lord God, of manifestation into our lives, Lord God, and this season of bearing good fruit so that when others see us, when they poke at us, when they shake us, when they try to test us and see who we are, they'll know who we are by our fruit, Lord God. So that when we stand next to imposters, next to fruit that's covered with sugar and all this fancy stuff, Lord God, titles and platforms and different things to make their fruit look good, Lord God, people know who we are. They know the real from the sheep's clothing, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to pour in us, Lord God, so that our fruit can taste naturally good without any enhancements, Lord God. Cover us this day, Lord God. Fill us up this day. Lord God, there's a zest in me that want to just go out and just show others how to just take heart. Be strong. Be courageous. Knowing that God got us and knowing that we can do this because the Creator is in us. And those that are in the world walking around being imposters, walking around testing us, Lord God, we know that we have you. Continue to show us your favor. Continue to show us your grace, your mercy. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our sins. Renew in us a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord God, so that we can be all that you called us to be, so that we can take heart and walk in love and bear good fruit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. It's in Jesus' name I thank you for every listener, their hearts, Lord God, their strength, their healing. I thank you for pouring it into them, Lord God. Done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. I love you.